sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us, it's Olivia and I talking about travel tips from those road warriors who are out there, Olivia, on the road, pounding the pavement, you know, checking into hotels, car rentals, you know, doing all those things. These folks know a thing or two about travel for sure. And, you know, last segment we talked about the flight attendants. In the first segment we talked about travel agents. So we're kind of going kind of a little bit in order of taking those trips. So why don't we ask a pilot? Because I think if we ask a pilot a couple of questions, he'd have a lot, he or she would have a lot to say.
Yeah, and they even have some technical, you know, behind the scenes things that you might not consider, you know, just as an average Joe, but for someone who's flying the plane, they know about the conditions. And so there's a lot of great tips about when to buy your flights and what times.
You know, that's a really good point, because I think we look at price first and then maybe the time it's going to depart. And we always think, well, I don't want to get up that early. But, you know, if you ask a pilot, they're going to tell you that if you're a nervous traveler, take that morning flight, because as ground temperatures rise during the day, that is what causes some of that bumpy air. And, of course, thunderstorms are more likely to occur later in the day than in the morning. Generally speaking, of course, you can get them any time of the day, but generally speaking, they're more likely to occur later. So if you take those early morning flights, hey, you get there early, too, wherever you're going. So you
exactly.
have more time at your destination, and then you haven't been stressed out with the nerves of the bumpy flight.
Right. And another tip, if you don't like that turbulence, if you're worried about it being a bumpy ride, the place to sit for the smoothest ride is typically near the wings.
And, you know, another good thing, too, about sitting near the wings, in case there is an emergency, we don't want to think about that. That is usually where some of the emergency exits are located there as well. But, of course, you have to be willing to operate those and help other people off. So what are some other things? Okay, let's ask some more pilot questions.
So the air flows from the front to the back of the plane. The freshest air is going to be towards the front, but it's warmer towards the back of the plane for several reasons, I guess.
Well, you know, there's always some catch, right? So
you can't
have the fresh air and have it be warm. So you can have the fresh air and maybe it's a little cooler. But, you know, another thing, too, is that it's much cooler or much colder by the doors, especially on those larger airplanes. If you're sitting by the door, I can guarantee you that it's going to get a little chilly at some point during that flight. So keep that in mind. You know, there are a lot of great travel blankets that you can buy. Some airlines are still carrying blankets and distributing those to passengers. But if you feel like you need a blanket, you might want to bring your own, and then you'll have it, along with those travel pillows as well.
Right, and that touches on another great tip from flight attendants that we didn't get to, is they suggested bringing a shawl or a pashmina coat, because those are really light. You know, you can shove those in your purse if you don't want to carry it,
mm-hmm.
and they can keep you warm.
And you can also use that as your fashion statement
yes.
when you get to your destination, wearing a pretty pashmina
coat. Nobody has to know you're wearing a dirty T-shirt underneath that.
Exactly. Exactly. It's our secret.
Yes.
You know, this is an interesting thing here, because, you know, you think pilots, you know, they're landing planes all day long and taking off. So, hey, they've got this down pat. But pilots say that they appreciate hearing nice landing. They really like that as you get off and you compliment them on the landing. Because if you think about it, I mean, if you think about what flying is, you know, that you're taking off and you're flying in the air in this metal tube and they get it on the ground safely and you get off. I mean, it really is pretty amazing. So if they do a good landing, I think we should give them a little that-a-boy.
Yeah.
Or that-a-girl.
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, just because the weather is okay in the departure city, the arrival city may not be so nice. So pilots always want to make sure that we know that, because a lot of times people will say, well, I didn't realize it was going to be raining here. Or, you know, I didn't realize it was going to be so hot here. So pilots really suggest that you check out the weather at the destination where you're going. And I think most of us do that. But it's just something to keep in mind, that just because it's a nice flight, a nice weather when we take off, doesn't mean it'll be the same where we are arriving.
And of course, there's, you know, what happens between those two destinations. There could be some bad weather along the way.
Well, that's true. That's true. There could be some bad weather along the way. And pilots, you know, they really pay close attention to that. I mean, they're up there making sure to keep those flights safe and get us to our destination safely as well. Now, a natural way to induce sleep is to eat Brazil nuts, according to pilots, and drink milk. This can help you recover from jet lag. I hadn't heard that one before.
who knew that flight attendants and pilots would all have all these, you know, diet secrets?
I know. When I saw that one, I was like, I probably should have known that. I can think of a lot of flights where it would have been good for me to know that one. Now, something else also, too, that pilots, you know, will say as well, you know, sometimes we want to visit the cockpit, and things have changed a lot, you know, over the years in terms of having access to the cockpit. But they're letting us know that you still can peep your head in there, and especially for kids that are really interested. But that is, of course, after we land, or maybe right before takeoff as you are boarding, if, you know, if the aisle is clear there. But yeah, you can kind of, you know, look in, but you certainly cannot do it during flight.
Right. And for some nervous travelers, it might help to, you know, to actually see how everything works. For others, it might worry you even more to think, you have to worry about all of those different controls.
I know, all those controls. What does that one do? What does that one do? And you don't want the pilot to say, I don't know. You don't want that. So, yeah. So peeping into the cockpit is still allowed, just, you know, during certain times is what you would want to do. Now, here's a really cool tip that, you know, pilots want to give us. And that is check your bags at the gate. May help you avoid some of those fees. Now, I don't know if they identify which airline they were working with, because the airlines may not want that tip kind of being given out. But certainly that is a way, because when you check them at the gate, or when they're required to be checked at the gate, is a lot of times what happens. You are not charged that baggage fee. So if you're there at the gate and your bag doesn't fit, or there's not enough room, or the overhead compartments are full now and you don't have a spot, then, yeah, they may ask for your bag, and they may actually check it there at the gate.
Well.
And that would be the last one loaded on the plane, usually, and sometimes it's among the first ones that will arrive.
Now, that's a nice secret. And then another tip from pilots about, you know, staying healthy is you're more likely to get sick from what you touch than from what you breathe, which I think when we go on planes, we're more worried about what we're breathing in. But you need to be concerned about how much you're touching the tray tables and armrests, and then what you're eating. So make sure that you sanitize your hands before you eat, you know, because it's impossible to avoid touching the armrests and the tray table. Mm-hmm. So make sure you have some wipes on hand or maybe hand sanitizer.
That's a really, really good point. Now, if you guys are just joining us, Olivia and I are talking about travel expert tips from those folks who are out there doing all this traveling all around. And we're talking about pilots. And Olivia, you were just saying, you know, about all those things you touch, you know, so hand sanitizers and all those things are definitely good for your hands. But, you know, I can't tell you how many times I see people who are walking around the airplane just with their socks on, or maybe even barefoot. There's so many germs on the airplane floor. So definitely you want to buy some type of footy type slipper type shoe. This is both for men and women, so that you keep your feet clean. You don't want to be walking to the lab and going in there, you know, with just socks on or no shoes
at
all.
I'm sure barefoot kind of violates the travel etiquette, too.
It does. It does. So you definitely want to add that to the list, that you want to wear shoes. Definitely want to wear shoes. So when you think about, you know, staying healthy on the airplane, it really does encompass all of those kinds of things, not just, you know, what you eat or things like that, but keeping your hands clean. Also making sure that you keep your feet clean as well. And those tray tables and things like that, just those little wipes, I mean, that's a good way to clean those off.
Right.
And even like your movie screen, those little screens that are in the back of the seat in a lot of the airplanes nowadays, you know, those too can carry a lot of germs with so many people having touched them.
And like the little, you know, fan control above you and the light. Mm-hmm. And it's not just when you're about to eat, you know, we kind of touch our faces without realizing it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you touch your nose or your mouth or your eyes, you can transmit germs there too and get sick that way. So
exactly.
I think better safe than sorry, and just go overboard with the hand sanitizer and the wipes.
Exactly. You know, sometimes you see people getting on, like with the face mask, if you have, you know, a cold or that kind of thing too. It's a very courteous thing to do for other travelers if you have to travel with a cold. Because as we mentioned, traveling with colds is really not a good habit to get into, because it really can be pretty dangerous to your health too. So pilots have a lot of good tips around health. So that's a really good thing.
Yes.
I guess they're staying healthy out there in the skies, which they should, along with the flight attendants, because that is work for them. Yeah, so they've got to stay healthy so they can make that next flight. Now, you guys, we're going to take a break here. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about another group of road warriors. And these are some of the real true road warriors, Olivia, because these are the business travelers out there really doing their thing, traveling all around. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
My God, today I start making a deal, inspired by gravity. If I did wrong, I won't do it again, 'cause I can be.